selfishness, discrimination and hostility, and how to find our way into the infinite life of light, compassion, free-mindedness and brotherhood. Excellencies, my dear colleagues, this conference has been held for addressing the different aspects of the food crisis in our age. While more than 25% of the poor people of the world spend more than 75% of their income on food, and while the imbalance between food production and consumption is becoming more and more severe, about half of the agricultural products are produced in 10 countries of the world, and the per capita consumption in developed countries is more than 2 times the global average. While this figure is much lower than half of the global average in poor countries, and these per se creates crisis. The extension of the troubles of global markets to food as the most vital human need for life is indeed alarming. In a short period of time, the prices of some agricultural products have more than doubled. And while the purchasing power of the poor has decreased by the same proportion, there is no doubt that the continuation of this alarming situation will result in the spread of poverty and the ensuing death, and also in abrupt social and political developments in many regions of the world and disturb the existing global balances. There seems to be no way, no prospect out of this predicament. A precise examination and identification of the reasons behind this phenomenon is the most logical way to achieve appropriate and stable solutions. Some seek the reason in the unending race for increasing economic growth in many countries of the world, the increase in prices of basic industrial materials, the increase of energy prices, use of agricultural products for producing fuel, devaluation of the dollar and the global inflation, while some others consider climate changes and droughts, the increase in consumption, the inappropriateness of farming methods, and the low level of production efficiency and the weakness of farmers as the major factors behind this problem. If we take the said assumptions as being true, the question is, what is the root cause of all these problems in the world? Is this the natural progression of the current development model in the world and the market mechanisms now prevailing, or some other factors have caused this worrying situation by manipulating the market situation or imposing certain policies? In my opinion, in fact, both factors have been effective and have actually been complementary to each other. Basically, a development system and a market mechanism without a powerful, decisive, and proficient controller to regulate the relations in the world in a just manner cannot be credible and sustainable. today, in fact, we lack such controller. And more importantly, we are witness to organized, targeted, and of course, detrimental and destructive interference by some political and economic powers in economic relations as well as in the market. Let me here touch upon a very important point. You know that the devaluation of the dollar and the increase in energy prices are two sides of the same coin, which are mentioned as being partly responsible for the recent troubles. But what is the actual reason behind this phenomenon anyhow? You know that the devaluation of the dollar is to some extent unintentional. It has been caused by external factors, and to some extent it is intentional. Today, the planners of some big powers are compelled to devalue the dollar because, on the one hand, they have no choice but to lessen the dire consequences of their performance in the past. And on the other hand, they want to impose their will on the market. Long years of inflation and economic problems of some powers have been imposed on other nations through injections of dollars without backing into the global economy. Today, while the absorption capacity of the global economy has decreased and others have entered the market, these damages have returned to where they were created in the first place. Supplying the expenditures of wars and occupations, and as well as heavy and conspicuous consumptions, and also filling the pockets of the global capitalism by emptying the pockets of the world nations, actually has been done through the vast injection of dollars into the market without backing, and its reflection can be visibly seen in the devaluation of a dollar, a phenomenon that has put all the economic relations of the world on the verge of destruction. In the field of energy too, irresponsible interference can also be seen. While the growth of consumption is lower than that of production, and the market is full of oil, prices continue to rise, and this situation is completely artificial and manipulated. It's very clear that some hidden and unhidden hands are at work to control the prices mendaciously in the service of their political and economic aims. By the way, why do some of the powerful capitalists of the world embark on such activities? Do they mean actually to supply the expenditures of wars and occupation, or they want to justify their investments in new sources of energy in the depth of a sea, in the North Pole or in other regions of the world? Or perhaps there are some other factors or some other matters at play. On the one hand, they artificially keep the prices of oil and energy and the taxes of their consumption high. And on the other, they encourage the extraction of a fuel from the basic agricultural products. then they raise it as a pretext to increase the prices of the foodstuff. And worse than that, they set up a wall against the development, production and use of nuclear energy, which is clean and cheap and it is renewable. They try to monopolize it. On the one hand, they impose laws like the reduction of the agricultural import tariffs on nations in the name of a free trade, and on the other hand, they eliminate many weak farmers in other countries of the world by granting subsidies to their own agricultural sector. Why do some powers turn food, which is one of the basic needs of the people into an object for profiteering and making illegal gains, and keep hundreds of millions of people in poverty? And why some powers trespass all human boundaries and moral values in order to secure wealth and world domination? My dear friends, why do they act like this? The question is, what is the solution to this problem? How can the existing mechanisms used to contain the endless greed and the insatiable appetite of these powers, how can the mechanisms of the United Nations improve the situation while some of these powers decide for the Security Council, which is the highest decision-making body, and make instrumental use of it? How is it possible? Basically, how can the existing mechanisms solve the problems when every country pursues its own policies based on its own interest? And at the same time, different wills and sometimes contradictory and satanic motivations and vast potentials and capacities are employed to impose unjust policies on global relations. If such mechanisms could have brought about any improvement, would our world today have ended up in this situation? The world statistics tell us that while there are more than 1 billion people in the world, the world's annual per capita production of grain is much more than 400 kilograms. Therefore, it is absolutely clear that the status quo is the result of the misguided thoughts and managements as well as governing mechanisms in the world. And to improve the situation, it is essential to change the present way of thinking as well as management as well as and also the governing systems in our world. In such circumstances, the necessity of promoting religious and humanitarian thoughts, ethical values, as well as use of the righteous and just seeking managers is felt more than ever. A management which is based on safe, unhealthy conduct, who enjoys love for fellow human beings and also he believes in the one God. Competition for power and wealth needs to be changed to competition for serving humanity and friendship, and the unilateral and aggressive relations must be replaced by just mechanisms. Although now, generally speaking, the nations have become more and more disappointed in the efficiency of the governing mechanisms in the world, and also due to the urgency and importance of the question of foodstuff in preserving the lives of human beings, I would like to make the following suggestions. one, to form an independent and powerful body to justly regulate the food market and organize all its related issues from production and consumption. And of course, this body should be obeyed by all countries of the world. Second, a proper share of the military expenses of countries should be spent on improving the food production and food subsidies for the poor. Without the expansion of illegal weapons and with kindness, also security can be established. However, one can never live without food. Three, obliging the developed countries to accept more responsibility with regard to global development and to participate in regulating the food-related issues. Four, redefining the tariff and subsidy system of foodstuffs in order to have a more just production and distribution system. Five, making big powers join respective conventions in order to preserve the human environment and prevent the spread of pollution and deterioration of atmosphere so that further destruction of farmlands and spread of droughts could be averted. Six, forcing the domineering powers to come to opt for peace and amity instead of occupation and warmongering, and to spend their military expenditures on reforming the agricultural system in the world in order to help the poor people of their own countries as well as other countries of the world. And this is in everybody's interest. Seven, prohibition and containment of a profiteering and deceitfulness in energy and the preparation and implementation of a master plan for producing and distributing different kinds of energy in a just and equitable manner. Eight, making collective efforts for the expansion and the rule of ethical and humanitarian values, as well as the coming to power of a more pure and monotheistic managers. The Islamic Republic of Iran, like the past, is ready to share its experience with other countries of the world and have an active and constructive participation in this trend. In conclusion, I would like to thank His Excellency, the Director General of the FAO, the members of the Governing Board, as well as the organizers and the participants. And I pray to God the Almighty for the solution of the problems of the entire humanity, as well as for the solidarity and fraternity among all the members of the entire family of the world, and the development of humanitarian spirits in the powerful, as well as the arrival of the rule of the righteous. I thank you for your patience and interest.
You just saw President of Iran, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, there at the FAO conference on the world food crisis in Rome. He just made a speech talking about getting to the bottom of the root causes of what is currently creating what the UN is calling a possibly disastrous world food crisis for many of the world's poorest people. Now, in a later program, we'll be going live to an interview with Abdulrazak Abbasian, who is Iran's Secretary of the Intergovernmental Group on Grains at that conference. Hope you'll join us for that at 5:30. Before that, here's more of today's news and programs here on Press TV. Thanks for watching us. من تو دهن این دولت میزنم من دولت تعیین میکنم
من به پشتیبانی این ملت دولت تعیین میکنم.
El punto más importante y que hoy en día.
An important point that is considered the most significant today and cannot be denied is the role of religion in society and politics.